Good morning. Welcome to the Message of Truth. My name is Keith Greer. I'm the local minister here at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. I want to thank you for taking the time to view our and listen to our broadcast this morning. We hope you become a regular listener. We also encourage you to watch our TV program. It airs right after this program from 8 to 8:30 on Public Access Channel 6 on your television, entitled Searching the Scriptures. Please give it a look. We also encourage you to check out our website, churchofchrist@harrisburg.com. You'll find many valuable resources that will aid you in your study of God's Word. All of these radio broadcasts are there. Our TV programs are there that can be downloaded and examined. And also we have a host of other things, including a free Bible correspondence course through email. Please check it out. At the end of this broadcast, you'll be given the meeting times of our regular services at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. We cordially invite you to any or all of these services. You will always be warmly received. This morning, we want to continue our study on the subject of the sin of homosexuality. Last month, we looked at the information that we found in the Scripture, and we examined what the Bible says about this lifestyle. And now today, we want to continue and bring to a conclusion, probably next week, the homosexual agenda. And we want to talk about what their aim and what their purpose is. First thing we want to talk about this morning is two major misconceptions which have greatly furthered the gay homosexual agenda. The first one is a homosexual make up approximately 10% of the total population in our country, and thus they are found in every group. The second false conception is a person's sexual orientation is inherited genetically. An individual has no choice in whether he is heterosexual or homosexual. Now, these are two major misconceptions that have furthered the homosexual agenda that are based upon faulty information and false information. The first one, that 10% of our population makes up are homosexuals, this is based upon a 1948 flawed report by the Kinsey Research Foundation, who the Kinsey Foundation was a group that delved into sexual behavior of American citizens. And in 1948, this database included a high percentage of prison inmates and known sex offenders in putting these figures together. Convicted criminals comprise a full 25% of the Kinsey's male sample, compared to less than 1% of the total U.S. population. Newsweek, in February of 1993, said ideology, not sound science, has perpetrated a 1 in 10 myth. In the nearly half a century since Kinsey's report, no survey has come close to duplicating his findings. In other words, you can look at many surveys and many polls that have been taken since then, and not one of them has ever come up near the 10% figure that the flawed report of the Kinsey Research figures used in its report in 1948. Men aged 20 to 39, exclusively 1.1% are homosexual in the past 10 years, and that's from a recent study in the 2010. Less than 3% admit to being gay, and that was from a New York Times post-election poll in 1992. Other figures are 2% from Bell and Weinberg, a survey taken in 1970, 3.1% taken in 1978 by Cameron and Ross, and 2% by another group in 1992, and 1.1% by Bell Tilly in 1993, and gays and lesbian couple in a census in 2010, 1%. Now, I want you to notice that current research shows that the true percentage of homosexuals is in the 1 and 2% range total. Consider how small this number is when we compare it to most of the numbers that were given in the flawed Kinsey report. As you can see, it's a very skewed research paper, and the gay homosexual agenda activists have used it in skewing the true figures of the actual number in our country. Remember, our country is made up of over 320 million people. The gay activist admission here is the most widely accepted study of sexual practices in the United States is the National Health and Social Life Survey. It's referred to as the NHSLS. The NHSLS found that 2.8% of the male and 1.4% of female population identify themselves as gay, lesbian, or bisexual. This amounts to nearly 4 million openly gay men and 2 million who identified as lesbian. Now, this is of a nation that consists of upwards to over 320 million people. This survey from the National Health and Social Life Survey was offered in the court brief of the homosexual versus sodomy law in Texas versus Lawrence in 2003. And so, if we look at some other polls, there was a Gallup poll taken in 2014, and it said that 37% of homosexuals are that way because of upbringing and environment. 42% of Americans believe gays were born this way. 60% of Americans think that we should recognize gay marriage, and 71% of those polled in America think that marriage is not a lifetime commitment. Now, all this poll shows of the Gallup in 2014 that men's attitudes are changing about sexual orientation and about sexual behavior. But again, surveys and the whims of men and their thinking and their understanding do not determine the truth or the validity of a certain sexual lifestyle as being acceptable to the God of heaven. Based upon the 2013 report of the National Health and Social Service data that we just read from, 34,557 adults age 18 and over, that means 19.6% of adults identified themselves as straight. 1.6% identified themselves as gay or lesbian, and 0.7% identified themselves as bisexual. The remaining 1.1% of the adults identified as something else. 0.02% stated, "I don't know the answer." 0.04% refused to provide an answer. And so when you add all of those figures up, ladies and gentlemen, we are told that 1.8% of our total population is of the homosexual persuasion. 1.8%. Now you let that sink in. We're talking about a small minority of people in our country. And yet the homosexual propaganda agenda would try to get you to believe that it's upwards to double digit in 10% or higher. That's just false reasoning. Those are false statistics skewed in order to propagate their agenda. Where does Americans stand? Well, 60% of Americans think homosexual relations between consenting adults should be legal. That's as of 2013. That's up from 43% in 77, 47% in 89, and 54% in 2001. 88% of Americans believe gays should receive equal opportunity provisions in the workplace, just like any other minorities, and that's up from 80% in 2001. Concerning marriage, 48% for and 52% against granting gay the privileges and the rights of marriage. Again, this is from the Arkansas Democrat from national polls taken in 2004. And so what this all says is that the attitude of those in our country are forever changing. The different points of view are being acceptable because of the homosexual agenda and the propaganda machine that keeps trying to link this, that there is a large segment of our society that have these homosexual tendencies. Well, the problem is that the statistics don't back them up. Every reliable poll that's ever been taken from 1948 has never, ever reached the 10% figure that is given out today as being actual and factual. In essence, it is false, it is inaccurate, and it is used in order to further the propaganda homosexual agenda, in order that we might be able to understand that homosexuality is a larger segment of our society when the facts say otherwise. Now, there was a letter written by a lady named Betty Tollett that gave perhaps one of the most unscientific and implausible reasons I've ever read as to why same-sex couples should get married. Possibly, even probably, there were two gays on the ark. However, since the ark contained Noah and his family plus assorted animals, I'm quite sure there were two left-handed people, two blue-eyed people, two Chinese, two Japanese. You get my drift. Also, does she really think if two same-sex people were allowed to have marriage, everyone would suddenly choose to be gay? If indeed one could possibly choose his sexual orientation, which of course he cannot, if that were the case, then Tollett would have to have a conscious choice to be heterosexual. I really can't see what the fuss is all about, she says. No one who doesn't desire a same-sex marriage will be forced into one. Of course, there is the tired argument that it will destroy the family, but no one to date has ever explained how that would happen. We will explain how that will happen. But maybe Tollett is right. Everyone finds gay life so exciting, they think everyone should suddenly divorce their current spouse and choose to live the remainder of their lives as gay. You know, the problem is that Mrs. Tollett's viewpoint has no biblical and has no scientific evidence to back up her conclusion. Now, do you believe that homosexual behavior is a sin? Now, there was a survey done in 2008, and all Americans, it was over 40% that said that it was a sin, and the Catholics, the Protestant, and the born-again evangelical, and the fundamentalist, they were all in less than 50%. But it is rising over the last few years. Among those personally acquainted with someone who has same-sex attraction, 44% believe homosexual behavior is a sin, 49% do not. This is from a poll that was taken April the 10th through the 12th in 2008 among religious people who claim a religious affiliation that has a belief on the sin and on the morale question of homosexuality. Now, what does all that prove in closing this morning? Well, all this proves is that the homosexual community and the propaganda machine of the homosexuals have been very good at putting this skewed view that 10% of our nation is homosexual. Such is not a case, it's a fabrication. And we have less than 2% of our total population that is gay and claims to be gay. And so what we're saying is that that percentage is in the minority. And it is still more than 50% that believe that it's sinful lifestyle among those who claim to be of the Christian faith. Next week, we will conclude our study by looking at the second point, that it's something that is genetically inclined and people do not have a choice whether or not they're heterosexual or homosexual. We will look at the evidence of that next week. Thank you for listening. Please come and worship with us, and we hope that you have a blessed day.